In the wake of Friday's foiled terror plot, President Obama has requested two reviews of U.S. security procedures. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs on ABC's This Week program.
First, on our watch listing procedures, did the government do everything that it could have with the information that they had? Understanding these procedures are several years old. Did we do what we needed to with that information? Second, obviously we have to review our detection capabilities.
U.S. authorities have charged the suspect, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, with transporting and attempting to detonate explosives aboard an airliner. The suspect flew to the United States from Amsterdam. But did the U.S. government's knowledge of the suspect rise to the level of banning him from flying or entering the United States? Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says no.
There was simply throughout the law enforcement community never information that would put this individual on a no-fly list.
U.S. congressional leaders have promised probes of the incident. If convicted, the suspect could face 20 years in prison as well as a fine. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.